The global financial storm is hitting people throughout Asia. One group has special reason for concern: migrant workers. 50 million of them work as maids and laborers in such wealthy hubs as the Middle East, Malaysia, and Taiwan. They're not worried about their stock portfolios or their bank accounts. They're worried about the portfolios and accounts of their employers. Bad times for those who hire migrant workers lead to bad times for migrant workers. Rebecca Henschke sent us this story from Jakarta.
Samun's job is to manage the monthly remittances from his two sisters-in-law working in Taiwan and Saudi Arabia. They work as housemaids and earn more than three times the amount they would in Indonesia, he explains. Each month they send back about half of their wage, around $150, to support their eight children.
They're both widows, so without this money, their children would stop going to school and have no money for food. It's also used to support their grandmother, who lives alone in the village. It's very important they keep their jobs.
Indonesia's central bank estimates that money sent home by Indonesians working abroad totaled $4 billion for the first 7 months of the year. In neighboring Philippines, the amount is expected to hit a record $16 billion for the whole of 2008, making up as much as 10% of the country's gross domestic product. While Yu Susilo, a political analyst with the Indonesian lobby group Migrant Care, fears this source of money will dry up with the global economic crisis. He predicts that once employers start to feel the impact of the slowdown, migrant workers will be the first to have their wages reduced.
Hong Kong and Singapore adalah
most of the people in Hong Kong and Singapore who employ domestic workers have investments. Most Indonesians work in the homes of fund managers who are facing potential job losses because of the financial crisis. To ease their financial burden, they will either reduce the wages of their foreign staff or start taking away some of their workers' rights.
Migrant workers are already highly vulnerable, and each year there are hundreds of cases of unpaid wages or domestic violence. In Kuala Lumpur, which is home to around 2 million Indonesian migrant workers, worries about the fallout from the crisis have already begun to resonate through the tight-knit community. 50-year-old Sukuman, who has worked in the construction industry here since 1984, says that times are tough.
Lately, the pay has not been regular. It depends whether the boss has the money. The longest we've been without pay is 2 months.
Another problem is the large numbers of migrant workers without proper documents. Almost half the Indonesian workers in Malaysia are undocumented. Migrant care analyst Walyu Susilo says that during economic slumps, the first thing that governments do is crack down on these workers. We've seen this happen many times in the past, he says. Undocumented workers are used as scapegoats, and human rights are often violated in the process. However, fellow migrant care activist Alex Ong, who's based in Kuala Lumpur, predicts Indonesian domestic workers will remain in high demand.
It's not just partly because of the luxury, but it is a necessity for the Malaysian's family to have the both working husband and wife working in the industry with the increasing cost of living. As far as the supply and demand is concerned, that's a huge demand for the domestic worker as compared to the supply.
Rusini is hoping he's right. She came to Malaysia just 3 months ago after her husband died. Nusini says she likes her employer, but is worried he may not be able to afford her now. And she has a 12-year-old child and elderly parents to support back in Indonesia. For The World, this is Rebecca Henschke in Jakarta.